May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Amen. As we enter this long expanse of what we call ordinary time, this time of Pentecost that seems to stretch out for weeks and months and months and months, it's always good to preach on one of the earlier Sundays, because I will say that by the time you get to the 122nd Sunday after Pentecost, the lessons all seem to sound the same. But in this morning's scripture, Jesus is pointing us to something very important. Something that is truly not the calling of just his disciples, but a calling that comes to each of us. We hear Jesus gathering his apostles around him and giving them all authority under heaven and earth to go forth, to minister, to proclaim, to be a witness, but primarily to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven has come near. Even more extraordinary than that, he goes on to say that these disciples, the apostles, are not going to finish their preaching mission until the kingdom actually gets here. So if we think about that, let's think about the reality of God's kingdom. Of God's kingdom not as some future event, something that we're waiting for, anticipating might happen somewhere out here, but something that is very much alive and present in our midst. The kingdom of heaven has come near. It has come near in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who proclaimed that kingdom, and Jesus is the one who, in fact, brings that kingdom to us. There is a new reality in the person of Jesus, and it is that new reality that Jesus wanted his disciples, his apostles, to go forth into the world and proclaim. It was a reality of unmerited and unbounding love. It was a reality that it really doesn't matter who you are, that God loves you. It is the message that no matter how hard we may try to run and hide, God, through the person of Jesus, will find us. This is the message of God's kingdom. The message that we proclaim day after day. The disciples tried their best to stay locked up in that upper room somewhere and just relish in that time together, no doubt rehashing stories of Jesus being alive in their midst. But today, we are reminded that the power of the gospel, the power of our faith, the power of what we hold dear doesn't stay here, but it goes with us as we go out into the world. I am convinced that the Christian community would be far better off if we never used a theological term again. Let's not talk about redemption. Let's not talk about salvation. But let's talk about love. The love that God has for us, the love that God has shown us in the gift of His Son, Jesus, and the gift of love that we share with one another today and every day. If the world is going to be transformed, if the world is going to truly know the power of the risen Jesus, they are going to know it because they see it in us. Not because they happen to show up in church on some Sunday morning or to hear some preacher on the radio, but because they have seen in your eyes and heard from your lips how God's love has transformed you. That is the message that we share. That is the true power of the gospel, that we who come here week after week and are fed by bread and wine, body and blood, don't do so just to feel good, but we do so to be empowered. Empowered to be bearers of God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is alive in our midst. It is present here with us, and it is the least exclusive club you will ever see. Its doors are open wide to anyone who sees in us the transforming power that God has. Thanks be to God, Jesus didn't stop with just his 12 disciples. Thanks be to God, that work continues through us today. Today, we are the ones that are called. We are the ones that are empowered by Christ himself to go forth, to proclaim, to live, and to welcome. That is our calling, and I think we're up to it. Amen.